rewarded to relinquish irrespective of what happened. And I've made my comment and that's it. And I won't be there.
The issue is your schedule, not Vincent Brown.
I have no difficulty in Vincent Brown as a barrister, journalist, television presenter. I have a serious issue with the comments that a trained barrister and journalist made at a national level.
But why not debate with Ursula Halligan on Tuesday night?
Because that doesn't fit into my schedule at all. It's a case of where TV3 said, we want the debate on Tuesday night before anybody else, so Mr. Politicians comply. I actually have a very busy schedule around the country, and I look forward, actually, to the three-day debate, which is only my case for our plan, for the people who vote for that, because it is about getting Ireland working. And that's actually what people are interested in, not the intricacies of personalities about debates. They want to know how the parties propose to deal with this nation's problems. And no incoming government will ever have taken up office faced with the economic scale of challenges that the next government will face. So that's the reason.
Two questions. One, what are you doing on Tuesday night?
I think I'm at a public rally down in, I think it's Sligo Leitrim.
Sligo, that's on Tuesday night. That's clashing with the debate.
Yes, and that's been there for quite some time. My schedule is laid out, including the two debates, so that's where I am.
I
made the point that somebody was talking about empty chairs. This used to happen at public meetings all over the country. If you didn't turn up, there was an empty chair. Well, as I said, for me, that's symbolic of the thousands of empty chairs all over the country who were really forced to emulate.
You've preempted my second question. Sorry. There. Do you really think that an empty chair in a TV3 studio is an appropriate symbol or an appropriate message in regards to the serious issue of immigration? And do you think that you're really not exploiting the emotions of thousands of families across this country who have actually had to see their families go to the airports and go to emigrate, and that you're using this for all intents and purposes because you don't want to go out? Is it an appropriate symbol?
I didn't set out the date by the television company for the date they proposed for debate. I have no control over the conditions in which they set down that debate. I made my point that I'm not being just pulled into a debate because a television station or television company says we want it on this date at this time. I'm aware of the emotion of immigration, believe you me, because I get telephone calls and texts from all over the world, from Australia, from Canada, from America, from Britain. I know that. I would say very few have as much interaction with the immigrant community that I have myself, not just recent immigrants, but those who've left for very long periods. So I have absolutely no control over the television company and television station. I made the point when it was put to me that they would leave an empty chair during the debate. That's their business, but that's the symbolism I see attached to it.
Okay, two final questions. That's great.
It's good, yeah. And this year, I'm on the HSC, this was the sponsor. Could say, Drake Shepard, not kind of being customers in HSC, how are
Well, Bishop Shul has done God, God tell me, you wish. I'd have been three creatures. And he came and paid, I'm paid to know, in a list, the.